Test 4. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1. Section 1. You will hear a man telephoning an employment agency to register for job opportunities. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 10. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 10.
Able Employment, how may I help you?
I saw your advertisement in the Daily Gazette.
Oh, yes.
And I'd like to register with you. I'm a student, but I've got the long holiday coming up.
Certainly. I'll just get the form ready. OK, let me take your details.
Sure.
Can I have your full name?
It's Bowen. James Bowen. B-O-W-E-N.
Right. And your address, please?
Well, just now I'm staying at the youth hostel.
I see.
But I'm moving into a flat on Friday.
Well, give me that one then.
It's 4 Lion, like the animal, Road, Melford, MF4... 5JB.
OK. And then I need to have a phone number for you.
I don't know the number at the flat yet, but I could give you my mobile. That's 09954721822. Would that do?
For the time being. But if you can let me know your new number when you can.
Of course.
Now, qualifications. What qualifications have you got? I mean, post 16 qualifications.
Well, I stayed on at school till 18 and got my A levels.
Fine. Anything else? You said you were a student.
Yes, and then I've done 2 years at college, so I've got my history diploma. Though I don't know how useful that'll be for getting a job.
Well, it depends. Everything counts in some way.
And I also did an IT course this year, and that got me my computer skills certificate, which I certainly hope is relevant. It's different anyway. That's all, really.
That's quite a good range. And what about on the practical side? What work experience have you got?
Well, not too much, because I've mainly been studying.
Yes.
But 2 summers ago, I worked just as general assistant in a hospital for about 3 months. It was quite hard, but very interesting.
OK. Anything else?
If you include part-time work.
Oh, yes.
I've often worked in the college holidays as a tour guide, showing visitors round. That's quite enjoyable, meeting people.
I'm sure. Now on to interests. There's space here for 2. What would you say?
2? Well, I like various sports, but I suppose we should put that I'm in the swimming club. I'm pretty committed to that.
Yes, that sounds good. And for the other one, something different?
I'm very keen on music too, and I love playing piano. I've been doing that for over 10 years now.
Yes, I'll put that down. Well, that's more or less it for the time being.
Uh-huh.
Just one more thing. What I do need is your availability.
Oh, yes. The college term finishes on June the 20th, and then I'm going to visit my parents. But I can be back and ready to start on June the 28th, if that seems OK.
I'm sure it is. Now, what happens next is that I process this information and then...